Hello, and welcome to Retirement Prep, Vanguard's audio guide to smart saving for life. This episode is about making your savings last once you do get to retirement. Despite the fact that you've known it's coming for about 40 years, actually retiring can still kind of take you by surprise. You've spent your whole life saving for this moment. Now what? Where do you get the money you need to live on? How do you spend it, and how do you keep it from running out? One of the first things you want to do is get an idea of what retirement will cost you. You could make a spreadsheet of your estimated future expenses, or simply take a back-of-the-envelope approach and multiply what you spend today by 80 to 90%. Then, you'll want to use your savings to create an income stream that will help make your savings last as long as possible. Look at all your potential sources of income. It could be a combination of Social Security, your personal savings, or your employer's retirement plan. You can also consider an income annuity, which you buy for a one-time lump sum payment and are then guaranteed income every month. When you start to withdraw your savings, consider withdrawing no more than 4% of your savings the first year. You can adjust this percentage each year to keep up with inflation if necessary. Then, consider transferring money to a savings or a checking account at your bank and pay your bills from there. If you have different types of retirement accounts, you may be able to prolong your savings by withdrawing money in the most tax-efficient order. For example, first consider spending money that has already been taxed, like your personal savings, then money from tax-deferred accounts such as your employer's plan, and finally from tax-free accounts like a Roth IRA if you have one. For any of this to work, of course, to make your savings last, you have to watch your spending. Even so, out of necessity, boredom, or just staying active, many retirees find part-time work and supplement their income that way. In an era when people may live longer in retirement than they worked in an office, it's almost as important now to have a spending plan as it was then to have a savings plan. To find out more about how to make the most of your retirement savings, visit vanguard.com/retirement paycheck. This has been Vanguard's Retirement Prep. Don't be caught unprepared.
All investing is subject to risk. When taking pre-tax withdrawals from a tax-deferred account before age 59 and a half, you will have to pay ordinary income tax plus a 10% federal penalty tax. Roth earnings withdrawn before age 59 and a half or before the 5-year holding period ends may be subject to ordinary income tax and a 10% federal penalty tax. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be construed as legal or tax advice. We recommend that you consult a tax or financial advisor about your individual situation. Copyright 2012, The Vanguard Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved.